This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus
News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Sean, Jake, Peter, Sean, Kyle, Kelly, Jake.
You can smell the tarmac.
So you have to pretend it's a few days later now, don't we?
A day later, maybe. So what have you been doing in the last 24 hours, Michael?
I had a really good city.
Since I heard that very interesting talk from monologue from Mr. Brown.
That's not funny and dangerous.
David, get my comment on
that.
Get my comment on
Oh my god, I think every black person in the school is in there.
Yeah, in the cage. Oh, it's so racist.
No, it's not, it's true. I mean, it's accurate information.
Yes.
Like, it's not racist if it's true. It's like saying, you know, 90% of black people in the United States were slaves in the 18th century or whatever. Like, that's not
so
racist, it's a fact.
That black people say ass instead of an ass. Is that racist?
That's a stereotype, but it's...
But no.
I'm sure you could find black people who don't say it.
If I say a lot of black people
don't
say that.
That's true. Like, I've never met a black person who pronounced the word ass, right?
Yeah, everyone's
ass. It's ass. But I know white people who say ass as well.
Alright. This seems like fun.
This looks like fun to watch.
What are you doing here?
That kid is consenting.
Why is he consenting?
The physio stuff
is not legal to consent.
I think that gay marriage should not be made legal because what next? People having sex with their donkeys? I mean, geez. It's a free country.
The ban on gay marriage isn't anti-gay because it applies to straight people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you? Is there a law against it now? It says.
It says civil marriage civil marriage in Ireland must be between man and a woman. That's what it says. So the change they're making next week is it's going to say. There's all sorts of other stuff. I mean, the thing is, it's kind of a shady document. Like people going around acting like.
Hey, nerds!
I have sticks and I have stones.
Dara, how was your trip to Greece?
No, we're doing
tell our listeners.
Oh, is this a podcast?
Yeah, I guess.
Word up, yo. They're
doing a pod.
Whoa, I guess we're doing a pod now too.
Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I went to Greece. It was greasy.
You know what's happening in Greece now? Next week they're going to go into default next week, and then they're going to have to make a new currency overnight. And everyone's money's going to be worthless, and the country's going to, like, grind to a halt, and they're going to go into the ocean.
Everyone's going
to
die.
I think we need to dump Greece in, like, the middle of space and just leave them there.
Like, to be honest, they don't really need money. Like, food is, like a proper meal is, like, €2.
Serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, we should, like, push Greece off the earth and just let them float around in space for a couple of weeks.
They kind of mean, to be honest, yeah.
In all fairness to this, Greece is probably the most beautiful country I've ever been to. And, it's a wonderful place.
It's very nice.
I've been to Italy multiple times. Italy and Greece are my two favorite
pictures. See the pictures in the collage? Like, they're very beautiful.
In my video collage? Did you like my video collage?
Very nice. You didn't spread out much, because it meant to be for me and Jake, but there's too much of Owen at the beginning. Owen is meant to be spread out.
Like, I didn't even order the photos. I just dumped them all into a folder, and that's the order they came out in. It was in...
Sloppy.
It was your fault.
Dirty!
You could have sent them to me in a correct order, but anyway...
I just like to point out how gay David is. He's on a no sugar diet.
Oh, that's
no way.
Nice glasses. That's impossible.
Those are very nice glasses.
Yeah. Man, they have like really clear lenses.
Yeah, but also you can put your fingers through them. Yeah.
Dick.
Great.
Yeah.
I have to get glasses like that.
Like, he's going to buy Cocoa Pops today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's going to... He's gonna start.
Sorry, kind of blocking the show. Those kids are like beating the shit out of each other. It's really funny.
We learned some great words in French today. I'll tell you some of these words we learned.
Basically, J-J-J-D.
Hey, here, Dower. Look, we learned the word for a black. A black is un negro.
Let's go,
David. On Negra.
I thought you were Orna McCaffrey.
Michael.
What?
What?
I thought you were Orna McCaffrey for a second.
We're being associated with these people now.
I don't care.
Michael, do you know what a half-caste is? Because it seems like a racial slur to me. A black? A black?
No, it's like an idiot.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So why is it all thing about immigration and racism?
DJ, DJ, it's a podcast. It's a podcast.
No, no, it's not. DJ isn't part of that.
Podcast going down
here. DJ doesn't get me on the podcast.
Okay, I'm getting used
then we have
to
a Jew, an Arab, a Muslim,
please go to me.
And a racist,
minority.
DJ, it's a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. They're all people.
Why would you call a black
person
a black?
John, did you say a black?
John, it says a black. A black. I mean, that's pretty racist. You can't say a black.
Wait, say a white person. A black.
You don't
person.
Say a white. Yeah, a black person, not a black.
Well, obviously they have to abbreviate it.
Calling a black person a black is making them sound like an insect or something. It's horrible. It's making them
what
sound
if
like
you
a
take
roach.
That as an insult.
You see them blacks now on the
I wish we did. I wish we did have the students forum because I wanted to read out all of my points here.
Okay.
Yeah, I found out there's actually a law about that. If you have a public building with more than 500 people, you have to have like 4 bathrooms for every 100 people or something. So,
yeah.
Against the law.
It's against the law to have the bathroom locked. If they're breaking laws, and I'm going to report them to the Department of Education.
Will you though?
I will if it doesn't get dealt with. If it doesn't get dealt with,
oh, yes, be a referendum.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. If it doesn't get dealt with in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to report it.
Lucy, you know if the church's involved, there's going to be a referendum.
I know exactly. Yeah.
Should bathroom doors be left open?
So that kid's hearing
that. Oh, yes, sir. Knocking bathroom doors.
Oh, David!
Vote yes, we're locking
the
bathroom doors.
Oh, David! He just gave her a banana skin.
Yeah. That's his way of courting.
I have a yes for equality badge for now. I wanted to get it.
Why didn't you bring it in?
Because I didn't have a purpose for it.
Showing off everyone about your political view.
Look, I'm going to be on national TV tomorrow wearing a yes for equality badge.
Well, it's not tomorrow night.
Yeah, 10 p.m. But I'm going to be wearing the badge on the show, so everyone's going to think that I'm like affiliated with the evil homosexual. Same day as
JL200 at time of recording.
My birthday.
I know people whose birthdays. These people are
time
loud.
For so much. So much sensitive.
What else have we got to talk about today? That guy's so great. I wish he pretended to be a dinosaur again.
Get on
David Jones.
Dude! Wait, that's how you do it.
Let's record of the week. Michael, you think this guy looks like Shane?
He doesn't rate it though.
He looks like Shane?
Shane is definitely not.
He looks so like Shane. Look, he's got Shane's fucking eyes.
He doesn't have my rugged exterior.
He has your forehead.
He doesn't have my rugged exterior.
He's definitely far handsomer.
He is, yeah.
He's definitely never been on a hurling pitch in his life.
Yeah, no. I should take a picture of you doing exactly the same pose.
You can't preserve skin.
Maybe
like
I can copy John Tierney's.
I want you to. He's the one with the guitar on the pitch. Oh, God.
Defeated this time.
It was fine.
Are you following him on Snapchat?
Oh, I don't have Snapchat.
You don't follow people on Snapchat.
Like, I.
Story. You follow people's stories.
I never get a chance to check
them. I didn't put a Snapchat story up in like.
Oh, there's my badge there.
I have an open Snapchat.
Badge. Very nice badge. I want to get some stickers too, but they want to give me more.
White and multicolored.
That's good.
Stereotyping.
I wonder if all the yes equality imagery was actually designed by a homosexual. I doubt it very much.
I reckon it was.
Well, why wouldn't they employ homosexuals?
I mean, most of the campaigners are not gay. So.
Look, I got pictures of Shane and Owen's jacket.
I will enlighten my man!
I got a bunch of likes on my Vine.
Oh, how can you still wear that jacket? It's like 20 degrees.
Is it good? No, no, no.
I don't know. 16 degrees.
I got loads of likes on my Vine with Shane hitting the rugby ball yesterday.
Which one?
We hit the rugby ball.
Wait, who like?
Like sexy Russian brides and like stuff like that.
Yeah, no strings attached.
I get so many of those emails.
It's like most of my followers are.
Wait,
like
show
that.
Me. I don't know.
Show it to you.
Oh yeah. That's bad boss.
I'm on about the brides now, not the video.
Oh no, I don't have the brides.
Oh.
I don't have no internet.
What is that shit?
Exciting stuff.
What was it?
Absolutely thrilling.
What was it?
I got one photo here. I got one photo with Vincent Brown in it.
He's there. Where is he? There he is.
Take a selfie with Vincent Brown.
He took two. He said if you want a selfie, you can stick around until after the live show, which would be ending at 12:30. He said then you can get a selfie.
12:30 at night?
Yeah.
We'll get any more comments on
and how long did you stick around for?
I left at 9:30. So basically, right, so the debate was on from 7:30 to 9:30.
Oh, come sit down with us.
And then he had to do his live show in the bar from 11. So he did his live show from 11 till 12:30.
And that was live in the bar?
Live in the bar. And
he didn't have like a satellite uplink or something. They just do it over like Skype.
Here, where's the video? I'm safe.
No, I mean, they
TV3's entire staff were at the event. There were like 50 people there working for TV3. Like,
yeah, but how did they get like...
They do it every Monday. They stage the whole show. They had a transmitter truck outside or whatever. Like when, you know...
So satellite.
Yeah. But like, there was also a St. John's ambulance there, which I found very amusing. I was thinking, who's that for? Is that just in case Vincent has a heart attack during the show? Like, he's shouting at
his brother, like, died.
Oh god, I didn't know that.
They said when he came out, they said, everybody, please give a big cork welcome to Vincent Brown.
That's funny, because we were in Galway.
Yeah.
That's what makes it funny.
Vincent Brown, he's such an abrasive person.
I love him. I really like him. He's so funny.
He's like, you see, people think. People think Vincent Brown's like a serious news presenter, but he's not. Like, he thinks, and his fans think, that he's like Ireland's answer to Jon Stewart. Like, he's a satirist.
He probably is.
He's a comedian.
He's not. I've watched his show before.
Oh, no, he's not, but he thinks he is.
Yeah.
And, like, the women who think he's really, really great and funny, they think he is, too. They think he's, like, Bill Maher or Jon Stewart. I think he's a satirist. Like, he thinks he is. And there's nothing wrong with that, but he's funny.
He looks like a made-up character, though.
He is, yeah. He really is. Where's my picture of him gone again? I sent this picture to my mom. Like, oh, he looks like a corpse.
Like, I think, okay, there's a way to respectfully have a debate.
Vincent Brown.
There's a way to respectfully
Let's read the rules of how to respectfully have a debate.
No, you see, I don't think he does it right.
1 minute rule.
He breaks all those rules.
To enable us to get as many people, oh yeah, I mean, he's really biased in his interviewing
against
Fine Gael, and I honestly don't mind, but like...
I do.
He says...
It's not his job. Okay.
I mean, you could argue that, but like he's not, if he's worked for RTE, fair enough, but it's TV3 have a certain political stance to begin with, and I agree with their political stance, and like, I feel like if you don't want it, you're not paying a license fee, so just stop watching TV3, because there's no...
You're not,
it's free, it's a free station, you're not paying for it, so stop watching. Whereas with RTE, if RTE shows something that I disagree with, or if they break some of these kind of... Givens. I send a fucking email because I'm paying a license fee. I sent last week, Phil Brindelow sent an email into them about how Katie Hopkins was paid a fee to appear on the Late Late Show.
Was she actually done?
And she's like, she was. I think she was. I asked the specific details and haven't responded yet. Because, you know, she's been arrested now for spreading hatred against Muslims.
Katie Hopkins.
Yeah.
And like she's a hate, she's a professional hate speaker, and
she
now
gets paid for that.
She does, and I'm saying that I want RTE to refund her salary to the license fee payers.
They want to pay her to come on the entertaining show.
People.
It's not entertaining.
The thing is, like, I'll watch
makes
her
me
on it.
So angry.
But I know.
I agree with her stance on fat people, though. That's.
I agree. She says they should all be shot. I mean, she says they should all be shot, basically. Like, I think fat people. I think fat people need to make an effort if they can.
That's
saying that. Oh my god! He's got a belt.
He's going with.
That's just simply just not true. I'll take you on.
Oh! He actually hit him with the belt.
Yeah.
They're breaking so many laws right now.
Oh, it's like dinosaur kid.
Yeah, that's exactly. And he's got a belt. Oh, no, I feel like that. What the fuck? What were they saying?
Come on,
Jack. Get out of here.
This is where you'll be in time.
Jeez.
Here's something that Vincent Brown does not stick by. Huh? We ask that all contributors are listened to respectfully and that no attempt is made to prevent anyone from speaking either by shouting them down or otherwise. All the politicians are talking and he goes,
No, he's allowed to fucking roar at you though.
I mean, George,
you'll be on TV though.
Yeah, there's a bit there. Did you?
Oh, I definitely will be. I mean, there's like three people who were sitting directly behind me who were filmed with the camera pointing at me. So I will be there, like staring, kind of respectfully nodding. I'll definitely be on it for at least like 60 seconds.
I'm still making so many like memes out of this now.
But I'm not making a funny face. Like when Keegan was on and he did his "Do you like my pretty poem?" Like it was easy to mock him.
Do you like my pretty poem?
But like I was just sitting there looking kind of just. Look,
there should be a pair of shorts for the uniform.
No.
Just like short. Oh, like, yeah, short.
You know the government the government talking now about bringing in like a uniform for the same uniform for everyone.
Oh, that.
No. So that is cheap. So that it's cheaper.
You know what? Just do what they do in the U.S. and get rid of those.
No,
stupid
I like the uniforms.
Yeah, I don't mind them. They're great.
Oh no, they're not.
No, I do. I really like them.
No,
there's one.
But I'll tell you that cut. I like the uniform, but I think a general uniform is just like turns us into Auschwitz, basically. Yeah, exactly.
No, I honestly think any uniform.
No, I'm saying if they have the same uniform for every school in Ireland, that's going to be.
I think end is great because if only just come.
Yeah, exactly.
You just walk around. Like,
I am underage.
I think end is great because so many combinations.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's variations of it. Yeah, like,
I mean,
yeah.
I can see five or six different ones.
Yeah.
No.
We suggest these are topics they suggest to talking about: the management of the economy, taxation, jobs.
Just cutting your fingernails on that.
Equality issues, same-sex marriage, gender equality, travelers, social protection.
Travelers.
Oh yeah.
Siri.
What's wrong with travelers? They have rights. They're not being given houses fast enough by the government. They're ending up homeless. It's a serious social issue. I learned that last night. The socioeconomic profile of the constituency.
Why is David so slow?
Oh god, 17 minutes isn't good. I have to put a song at the end. What song will I put at the end?
Duh!
Michael, give me a song to put at the end.
Alright, let's go. Religion. Take It Back by Norah Jones.
How long is it?
It's sad. 4 minutes left.
Okay. Here we go. Michael's song choice being played right now.
Take It Back by Naranjo.
Okay, enjoy. Goodbye.
Won't you take me away from here so I'll never find my way home? Well, there's one missing part of me. I'm afraid it's fine on its own. And this time it's finally grown for me to see. such poison to some.